Good morning. How are you? Today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. Now, the word epiphany means revelation. It's the tearing down of the veil where God reveals to us who he is and who he's for. He reveals to us that Jesus is God and he's come for all people. And when we focus today on the gospel and the Magi, we hear three times in the gospel, which I talked about at our praise and worship last Thursday, we hear they come to do him homage, to give Jesus homage. And it's interesting because three times we hear it in the beginning, where is this child so we may come and give him homage? And then Herod says, search diligently for him that I too may give him homage. And then when they found him, they prostrated themselves before him and they did him homage. Now, another word for homage, the other translation is worship, that they came and worshiped him. But worship cost them everything, right? They left their country, they left their family, they left their kingdoms to come to be and to search out Jesus and to worship him. That it was about Jesus, it wasn't about them. And that's an altogether different way to live our life, because too often nobody here, but there are people that come to Jesus about to see what Jesus can do for them. Jesus, I need forgiveness. Forgive me my sins. Jesus, I need you to bless me. Bless me. Jesus, I need you to take care of this. Take care of me. And again, when we come before him, it's about us instead of about him. Right? Today, when the kings come before him, it wasn't about them at all. They gave him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They asked him for nothing. They gave everything. And so when we come to worship God, that means it can't be part of our agenda and fit him into our life. And if it works out, I'll do it. If it doesn't work out, sorry, I'm a very busy person, don't you know? Well, you won't be busy when you're laying there taking your last breath. It ain't going to matter all these things that we did. The only thing that'll matter when you and I take our last breath is the God of the universe will give you and I what we love the most. And if we come and we worship him and we focus on him and we live our lives to give him glory and to give him gifts, he will bless us abundantly and he'll give us what we want, which is him. And so we got to always make a priority in our life, a priority to worship God. And we begin that, of course, in our daily prayer. So I encourage you in your daily prayer, is it just about God give me strength, help me, or is there time of worship in your daily prayer? Is it to give him glory? Is it to thank him? Is it to glorify him? Because he is worthy of worship. Is that true? Yeah, you sound excited about that, right? Is he worthy of worship? Yes. And so if he's worthy of worship, then every day we worship him. And how does that mean? We fall on our faces before him and we praise him for who he is, not what he does for us, for who he is. And so we praise him. Second thing, here in the parish and those who are listening in the parishes or places they are, the way we can give him worship as we do here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is through perpetual adoration. Now again, sometimes people say, it doesn't fit into my schedule, Father. My schedule, you know, is very busy. I am a very busy person. I know. Boy, do I know. There's a lot of TV to be watched, right? For some of you, I wouldn't miss any of my programs. Yep. Will you give an hour to Jesus? Oh, I can't commit to that, Father. Really, you can commit to watching television, but you can't commit to prostrating yourself before Jesus and worshiping him. So a second thing that you make a priority in your life, that if you do not already have a holy hour, that you'll sign up this year for a holy hour. Again, they left everything to follow Jesus. The only one that came to Jesus with his own agenda was who? Herod. Oh, you tell me about him. Go ahead, you tell me about him. So he could go and kill him. He wanted Jesus to fit into his agenda. When we pray when we can, we're trying to get God to fit into our agenda instead of coming before him and worshiping him because he is God and he deserves it. So the second part, if you don't already have a holy hour, to sign up for a holy hour. The third thing is that we started these monthly Thursday night prayer of praise and worship because you asked for it, right? That was our 150th part of the thing. Father, could we bring it back? And some of you who asked for it specifically, and I know who you are, weren't there on Thursday. So it wasn't given enough time, I get it. But I want you, that I've made it again a priority for me. I will be here for the whole year, every Thursday, the first one except for one. I will not be here for one out of the 12 months. But that we as a family can come before God and praise him, worship him. Say, Jesus, we're not here tonight for us, we're here tonight for you. And when we come and we leave everything and we give him gifts and we're focused on him during our prayer and we come to praise him and worship him, what does that mean? It means we become like him, right? Because what is this epiphany? The God leaves everything to love you and me. He gives up everything. He gives up heaven and gets into our skin to love us. It costs him everything to be with us and to love us. And when we learn to come before him and praise him and prostrate ourselves before him and focus on him and give him gifts, we learn the generosity of God. And when we do that, we open our lives to great blessings. Because do you really think, anybody here, that if you give God everything, holding nothing back, at least every day in your prayer, or once a week in praise, once a month in praise together as a community, that you're going to get less? That you're going to be less of a person because of that? That you're not going to get to do everything you need to do when you put God first? When we worship him, we become like him. When we put him first, we learn that he's always put us first. So today, in this Feast of the Epiphany, let's ask the three kings to pray for us, that we too would be willing to leave everything and give everything to do homage to him who left everything for us. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.